Muhammad Syed has been arrested for 2 murders and is suspected of 2 more. Syed's victims are all Muslim men living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police are investigating whether the killings make Syed a serial killer, hate crime murderer, or both.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future
for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/greenimpact.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the True Crime Squad. I'm Christy Brower, here with my sister, co-host, and partner in crime, Katie Weaver. Hey, Katie, how's it going?
It's going good.
Glad
to
hear it.
What can I say? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All good, huh? You said you got a lot done today. What was that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I made a cup for our sister for her birthday.
Oh, nice.
I made Mars a sleeve, an arm sleeve for going back to softball, a breast cancer awareness one.
Nice.
I fixed my printer, which that's been, you know, something that's been weighing heavy on me. So yeah. Between last night and today, I finally got that ironed out. Oh, I bid another custom job to make a whole bunch more sleeves.
Oh, cool.
I feel like there's more.
That sounds
lots of like pig and dog feeding and, you know, things like that too. But yeah, I've had a busy, productive day. I'm telling you, the whiteboard. We put this whiteboard. This is what's funny. I made my husband, put a whiteboard on the wall in the kitchen because I just feel like I'm not getting enough done. I'm just driving myself crazy, not being very organized and partially doing things and, you know, how it goes. And important, like phone calls and filings, things like that, not getting done, you know, the mundane. So anyway, I thought maybe if I had a big list on the wall that I could see myself making progress, that I could mark off, that I could plan my day, I would do better. And I have a lot better. Here's the crazy side piece to that. He has done so much better.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. He claimed his side of the board and I took my side of the board. And then Mars scooched us both over and took the middle of the board and made a huge list of things she needs to do before she goes back to school. But Scott is on fire, man. He's gotten a ton of shit done. So anyway, whiteboard for the win. Yeah.
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 I think I need one of those.
Right? Everyone needs one of those, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What about you?
That's fantastic. What about me? I don't know. Some extreme fatigue has hit me in the last few days, and so I've done mostly resting.
It's hot and humid. It just feels really heavy. Everything feels very heavy.
Yeah, it really does. And so I've just been trying to just take really good care of myself because I feel like I need to.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Right? It is. So this is our Monday episode. And Katie, I think you're kicking us off with a crime update.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it.
So backing up just a minute to earlier this spring, when you discovered that you had been the victim of a crime.
Yes, I had.
Your van, your vamper that you were parking in outdoor storage, had the catalytic converter cut off of it and stolen. Yep. And that's been a big ongoing problem in the U.S. here the last year or so. I'm sure before that, but for the last while, it's been seriously amping up. And these thieves, they don't care. you know, if they hurt or disable your car and it doesn't, you know, that there's right. no care to it. So in your case, they cut through the transmission lines, and luckily yep. Scott was able to fix that pretty easily, though you are now sound like you're driving a tank for sure.
But, it does sound like a small aircraft taking off when I mm-hmm. started. So
I mean, it was an easy fix for you. For a lot of people with like newer cars or live in places that it's illegal to drive without a catalytic converter, mm-hmm. these are thousands of dollars to repair. It's terrible.
It is.
So I saw a case that I thought you would find interesting. Uh-huh. These are catalytic converters.
Oh my goodness.
This happened in Oregon. A catalytic converter crime ring was busted a couple of days ago. 14 people have been accused in trafficking them. And that stack of catalytic converters behind the sheriff. Yeah. Or the chief, sorry. Her name is Stacy Jepson. That's 1,000 catalytic converters that were taken in to evidence. Yeah.
That's like $100,000, $200,000 worth of, I guess it depends on the car.
$80,000
is what they're figuring.
Well, worth $80,000 on the black market, but to replace them in people's cars, much, 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 much more.
Much more. Yeah. Yep. Wow.
Yep. So
jerks. Oh.
Yeah. But this bust led them to the person they think they is at the top of the ladder, a man named Brennan Patrick Doyle. And when they searched 8 locations associated with him, including a lakefront house in Lake Oswego, they arrested him and found 3,000 catalytic converters.
Whoa.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, a high-end car, and jewelry. Yep.
What a creep.
Yep. They are accused at this point of trafficking more than 44,000 catalytic converters.
Holy crap.
Street value, whoa, $22 million.
Oh my God.
And many, many more millions of damage to people's vehicles.
Well, yeah. I mean, because it's not often that they just take them out without mm-hmm. messing up something else too.
Yep.
That is unreal.
So here's why. Wow. Here's why the catalytic converters matter. The price of heavy metals has gone up so much. Mm-hmm. Like rhodium, platinum, palladium, and other things that are found in catalytic converters. The job of a catalytic converter is to cleanse gas emissions and reduce pollution. Mm-hmm. So in some areas, they're required. If you have an area where you have to have a emissions test, if you don't have a catalytic converter, you will not pass it. So,
right.
And some newer cars won't run without it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Rhodium is currently valued at $14,000 an ounce.
Holy shit.
Now, a standard catalytic converter only has a few grams of rhodium, but that adds up.
Right? It certainly does if you've stolen 44,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Holy cow.
Catalytic converters that have been broken down at a refinery are worth around $800 a piece. They also don't have any kind of identifying numbers, so they're not traceable. They're a thief's dream come true.
Yeah.
So, you know, the moral of the story is simply be careful and park in the garage if you can. Have lights on your property that turn on, you know, the motion lights if people come around. Be aware of your property. Security cameras. This is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
So pay attention to what's going on around your property and your vehicles, because this could happen to you. It's probably happened to plenty of you that we're mm-hmm. addressing right now.
Probably.
So that's why it matters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that just really pisses me off.
Yeah.
I was so mad when it happened to us. And we were lucky because Scott was able to help us get our van going. And Idaho doesn't actually require catalytic converters, so we don't have to replace it.
Yeah.
And our van's an old van, but, you know, still.
But still, it's unbelievable that this keeps happening to people. It's terrible.
It's awful. It makes me so mad. Oof.
Yeah.
Ooh. Top of the FOS list.
That's where. Oh, yeah.
Catalytic converter thieves.
That's right. Straight to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn the mic over to you for our main case.
All right. So this is breaking news out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque, New Mexico has had a problem with what they are now deeming a potential serial killer.
Yeah.
This person has killed 4 Muslim men from November to now, and 3 of them were killed in just the last couple of weeks.
Wow.
And they're ambush killings. Just come up behind them, shoot them, and go. Very, very scary. People have been terrified, you know, very afraid of who's next and who's doing this. Well, police have finally caught Muhammad Syed. Let me show you a picture of Syed. So Muhammad Syed is 51. He is originally of Afghani descent, and he is a Sunni Muslim. He's only lived in the U.S. for, I don't know, 5-ish years is what they're saying right now. You know, and we're still, this is still really early days as far as what we know about him. But we know a few things. He does have some history of domestic violence. He's been accused of domestic violence a couple of times, but then his family refused to cooperate after the fact. Also, he and some other members of his family assaulted his daughter's boyfriend at one point because they did not want her being with him. It sounds like he is a Shiite Muslim, and they're Shiite Muslims and Sunni Muslims, they do not get along. And I'm not making a personal judgment. It's just as groups, they are not fans of one another. And so it's believed that this might have started because his daughter did marry her Shiite Muslim boyfriend. So let me tell you a little bit more about what has gone on. They caught him on his way to Houston, Texas. And he was about 100 miles out of Albuquerque when he was caught. There was a tip that went out about the vehicle that they think this person was driving. And that is how they caught him, is that somebody found the car. He did have a handgun on him when he was arrested. And he had bullet casings in his car that matched the caliber of the weapons that have been used to kill 2 of his victims.
Okay.
So he is currently charged with the murder of 2 men and likely to be charged with the murder of 2 more.
Well, and they do believe he had some conflict with some of them, right?
Yes.
Interpersonal exchanges with them.
Yes. He went to the same mosque as some of these men. And so it is believed that he did know them and that there were some personal issues there. But the first person he killed was in November of last year. And then all of these other murders have been in July and August of this year.
Wow. Okay.
Which is kind of weird. Like what, you know, what set that one off and why now has it been 3? One thing that I'm really happy about is that the police and the city of Albuquerque have been on this. You know, sometimes we see particularly murders involving Muslims don't get nearly as much attention as they should. That is not the case here. The police have been on this and are, you know, are horrified by what's been happening and want the Muslim community in their city to feel safe. There are about 4,000 Muslims that live in Albuquerque. And, you know, the police and the mayor, they want them to know that, you know, we're not messing around. We're not letting anybody do this. And we are going to catch this person. And now they have. So we don't fully know the motive yet, but we have some idea, obviously, with what we know about the daughter. So the first person killed was Muhammad Ahmadi, and he was 62, and he was killed in November of last year. And he is from Afghanistan, same as Syed. understand. And then we had Naeem Hussain, who is 25 from Pakistan, who was killed a week ago Friday.
Okay.
And then that was right after the murders of Muhammad Afzal Hussain, who is 27, mm-hmm. and Aftab Hussain, who is 41. And they were also from Pakistan, and they were members of the same mosque.
Wow.
So there is some connection here. We don't know totally what the connection is yet, mm-hmm. but you know, the police are deeming this a potential serial killer.
Yeah.
This could also be a hate crime. It sounds like because of the shell casings that they found that linked Syed to these last two murders, that they arrested him on those two. So they're working on evidence for the other two, but they do believe that he has committed all four. Mm-hmm. People in the Muslim community in Albuquerque and really all over the country are really breathing a sigh of relief right now to know that this man is in custody. Because, I mean, there were people saying that they were afraid to pray in their mosques,
sure,
because they were afraid a shooter would come in. And actually the city of Albuquerque has been providing extra security mm-hmm. for that mosque during prayer times mm-hmm. ever since this started happening, because they're, you know, worried that this isn't over.
Well, and in our current world,
right? Ugh. Yeah.
I don't think we could, you know, take anything for granted at this point.
Right. No. We absolutely couldn't in any way take anything for granted. And so I have to give some kudos to the police, because they are handling this exactly the way they should. The mayor is handling it the way they should. This is the way that these murders should always be handled. It just should never matter who got killed or what their religion or nationality is or anything like that.
No.
People getting killed means, you know.
Yeah.
Hardest work possible on the part of the police should mm-hmm. be always.
Should be, but we don't always see that. So.
No, we don't. But we definitely are seeing that in this case, and I'm pleased by that. You know, I like to highlight improvement, because we talk a lot about places in the country where, mm-hmm. you know, the ball is getting dropped seriously.
Yeah,
and this is not one of those cases. They have been right on top of it, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to come out. And so we'll do updates on this case, but I wanted to share it because it literally, they just arrested him last week on the 10th.
Wow. Good.
So yeah, I'm glad that he's off the street, but I'm sure there's way
too
more.
Bad he killed, got to kill four that we know of.
Or yeah, that right. Of. That we know of. It's very possible other communities prior to this, you know, they're definitely,
there's going to have to be a hard look here.
Yeah, there really
where
is.
Where he's been. Yeah.
He, of course, is denying all involvement. There's yet to be an attorney of record for him. So we're going to see a lot more happen here in the next couple of weeks as he gets, you know, officially charged and arraigned, and he'll have an attorney at that point, and mm-hmm. we'll start to see what they're kind of where the angle they're going to take with this. But I mean, they caught him with the.
Now at Topgolf, you get half off golf Monday through Wednesday when you book in the app. It could be any Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Like this Monday, next Tuesday, and the following Wednesday. Or maybe this Wednesday, next Tuesday, and the Monday after that. Basically, any Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday is a good day, as long as you spend it at Topgolf. It's golf. It's half off. It's half off golf. Monday through Wednesday when you book in the app for a limited time only. So download the Topgolf app, book a bay, and come play around. Restrictions and exclusions may apply. Visit topgolf.com/halfoffgolf for details.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
With the gun.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty big doings. Yeah.
It is. It is. So, Anyway, that is Mohammed Syed, and we will continue to cover him. And we just want to send all our love to the families that have lost these four men. This is tragic what has happened to lose these family members. People are absolutely heartbroken.
Absolutely.
And, so we send all our love to them, and you know, our kudos to Albuquerque and the work that's being done to keep this man off the street.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Katie, I believe you have some WTF news for us.
Oh, I do.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
You know, crime gets pretty heavy. And one of the reasons for the segments that we do on our show is to lighten things up a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. And at the collective energy just feels super heavy right now. So I thought maybe some lightening up would be good for us. So I'm going to share with you some ridiculous crimes you won't be able to believe happened, but did. But before I do that, just one headline that I had to share.
Oh, boy.
Man eats underwear to beat breathalyzer.
What?
Apparently so.
But did it work?
That I don't know.
Oh.
It was okay. A try, at least.
I
Whose
really
underwear? I'd like to know. There's a lot of questions there, but we should probably find out if it worked before anyone goes gobbling down underwear in the future.
I mean, I just would highly not recommend it at any time.
Yeah, it's probably just not a good policy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a couple discovered a burglar in their house after the husband told the wife a joke and heard a man upstairs laughing.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
I don't know what the joke was, but it seems to me like it must have been pretty damn funny.
Well, genius material here, clearly.
Most definitely. If a man high on bath salts breaks into your house, what do you suppose they might do there?
Take a bath?
Maybe gobble up your dog. There's a lot of things they might do, right? Ugh. Not this guy. He put up all the family's Christmas decorations.
What was it, Christmas time?
It was in November.
Oh,
we were getting close. Yeah. Yep.
Did he steal anything?
It looks like no. He broke into their house. This happened in Ohio. Boy came home from school to discover Christmas decorations all up, though we're not really sure, you know, if they looked good or not. I'm guessing no, but and a strung out man watching TV laying on the couch.
Holy crap. How scary.
Yeah.
And yet also hilarious. I mean, what's the motivation there? I mean, I guess if you're high on bath salts, there's no logicking of what you've done.
Apparently not. And at least it was close to the holidays. I wondered if they had them out, you know, and hadn't put them up yet or something. Mm-hmm. But the last couple of years, I haven't really done Christmas decorations because I wasn't feeling it. So here's a tip. Just kidding. No.
No, 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 no.
Don't use bath salts, nor hire someone who's on them to put up your Christmas decorations.
No, don't.
It could have a bad end. Okay. Well, this guy got robbed and he was pissed because nobody robs him. His name is David Williamson. So he called the police. He said he had been robbed and the police came and they wanted to know what was stolen. It was two cannabis plants in an illegal state. So
did he think because he was a victim of a crime, they would overlook the part about growing cannabis?
Apparently so.
Wow.
They didn't. And he went to jail for 9 months. So, you know, if someone steals illegal stuff from you, maybe, I don't know, shut the hell up. That's a thought. Now, here's a man whose flatulence got him charged with battery. Why? Well, he was arrested for DUI. And the police were trying to fingerprint him. And he was being kind of difficult. And then he farted aggressively on a cop. And apparently the odor was very strong. It was considered an assault. And he was charged with battery for doing so.
God.
Yeah.
Note to self, don't do that.
Maybe he'd been to Taco Bell. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe. All right. Okay. Well, a lawyer gets pizzas and other fast food items delivered to his office after a stranger places the orders. Mm. I don't know why this is a crime. It was called a serial pizza stalker.
Mm.
I don't get that. I'm not
serial
sure.
Pizza stalker? So they'd done it before?
Apparently.
And just randomly send food to people?
Yeah. I'm going to admit, we did that as prank calls when we were kids, you know?
Right.
That's before caller ID, because we're old AF, but you know.
Well,
that
and was also something... before paying over the phone.
True. Yeah. Well, in fact, it happened to us one time as kids. A pizza was delivered to our house that we hadn't ordered. Yeah. And our mom was so perplexed. Yeah, they didn't make her pay for it. And she was really embarrassed about it. But she didn't have any cash to pay for it and didn't know it was coming. And yeah.
I don't know why that's a thing,
but apparently it's a crime happening in Germany right now. So,
okay. So German law might be different. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. Oh, dear. This woman assaulted her boyfriend and was arrested for domestic abuse. Why? Well, he came first. And she was not cool with that. So, she beat the shit out of him and the police were called.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. That's not good. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Now, in Minnesota, in St. Cloud, a guy named Corey Michael Morgan was drunk and he was hungry and he went to Pizza Hut and they weren't open. And he thought, no worries, I got this. So he broke in. And he deep fried a bunch of wings and he threw a bunch of marinara sauce on the wall. And he was actually found in the Pizza Hut making up his dinner and he was arrested. Yeah.
Why did he throw marinara on the wall? Just
I don't really know. Maybe just to
because he was spice mad things up open. A bit.
I'm not really sure. Maybe he thought it was like buffalo sauce, and when it wasn't, he was like, "Blah blah." I want that. I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. Think you're
moral
to
of the
that.
Story. If your favorite restaurant is closed, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or in his case, go home. You're drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. So this boy, well, he's a man. We're going to call him a boy. He's 22, but he's acting like a kid. He broke into his mother's house and robbed her.
Oh.
Here's the thing. He hadn't been welcome there for 3 months. He didn't have any possessions at her house. She had kicked him out because of his nonsense. Mm-hmm. But his defense was, you can't charge me with burglary, duh. You can only charge someone with burglary if it happened at night.
What? Well.
Apparently day burglary is just fine.
Yeah. Go steal stuff in the daylight and you'll be fine. What the hell?
Yeah. Oh, here's the whole article about the man eats underwear to beat breathalyzer. Let's see.
Well, can we please hear the rest of this story?
I think we should. In fact, let's just read the article.
Let's do.
This came from The Advocate. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Where an 18-year-old Stettler man tried to eat his underwear, his own, now we know, in the hope that the cotton fabric would absorb alcohol before he took a breathalyzer test, provincial court heard this week.
What?
David Zerfla was subsequently acquitted of a charge of impairment driving because he blew a .08, the legal limit. Oh, it did work. But the testimony broke up people in Judge David McNaughton's provincial court here Thursday afternoon. Mr. Zerfla was collared by RCMP Constable Bill Robinson after he ran from his vehicle, which had been seen weaving down the highway. While sitting in the back of the patrol car, Mr. Zerfla tried to eat his own shorts. Mr. Zerfla fled. He said that he ripped the crotch out of his own shorts, then stuffed the fabric in his mouth, and then spit it out. Well, I mean, You know, there's other parts to your underwear, but well, whatever. Okay. A class of law students from William E. Hay Composite Court in the court as observers was removed by the teacher when the testimony enlivened the proceedings. The grade 11 and 12 students had difficulty maintaining composure. People were leaving the courtroom in tears in their eyes, trying not to laugh, said Constable McFarlane. So, okay. He wasn't even drunk enough to get a ticket. For one.
Just dumb, it sounds like.
For two. Okay, but work with me on this.
Okay.
What kind of situation does your underwear have to be in that you could just reach down and tear the crotch out?
Okay, very good point. Like, the oldest underwear you can imagine. They're just barely hanging on for dear life.
Already perforated and full of holes. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
No, definitely no.
And it doesn't sound like that doing that is what actually worked. So it's fine. It's probably fine. I can't imagine what the police were thinking watching this shit go down. Right? Yep. A woman tried to trade an Olive Garden salad for drugs. Unfortunately, the person she tried to trade with was an undercover cop, so that was a hard pass.
I mean, he might have been tempted.
Olive Garden doesn't suck, but nope, didn't work out.
It's just crappy iceberg lettuce. I mean, I don't think it's worth that much. Mm-mm.
Now, this must be different than in the U.S., because in the U.S., you can... Politicians hand out things all the time, I think. Well, I don't know. But in Romania, someone was jailed, a politician, for handing out 60 tons of fried chicken, trying to convince people to vote for him.
60 tons?
Yeah. That Holy seems like a lot.
Yeah, that does seem like bribery.
That did break laws. And he was jailed and also, I'm assuming, wasn't allowed to. Other countries don't let criminals be politicians. There in the U.S., that's no thing.
Yeah.
But
clearly, that's fine.
We don't. No. But I guess you can't do that there. Okay. Last one. A Florida man, tries to pawn stolen jewelry at store managed by woman whose home he just robbed. I've actually read this story before. So this fool breaks into this lady's house in the night, steals her jewelry. The next morning, she goes to work at the pawn shop that she manages. And this jackass walks in there with her shit. It wasn't just jewelry. It was other stuff, too. Yeah. So she did manage to, get him arrested.
Yeah, that is like instant karma, like I've never heard before. Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, don't do that either at all. I feel like people that listen to our show would not do these things anyway.
Me too. Yeah, but
they might be able to spread the word, cautionary tales of things you shouldn't do.
You know? I guess.
Or you should, because you definitely are going to get caught. I mean, let's keep people a little dumb, you know, and if they're going to commit crimes like this, it's the geniuses you have to worry about, not the idiots.
Well, I mean, apparently some guy thought that you could commit burglary during the day and it would be okay. So maybe we should just pass that along and, we'll catch a lot more burglars.
Well, come on. A legislator in Idaho recently thought that you could swallow a camera when you're pregnant and then doctors could use that camera to see what was going on all up in your hoo-ha with your baby.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of geniuses.
Putting it here would go down there.
Yeah.
No.
That's a hard pass on that. That's not how that works. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Nope. Well, anyway, there you have it.
Well, sometimes I think we are safe from at least some of the criminals out there in the world because they are just damn dumb. Not all of them, obviously, but some.
I'd really like to know what that joke was.
Right?
Let's do this. If you've made it this far, congratulations, because that was long. But if you're still here, share a joke with us in the comments, and we'll vote on which one was the joke.
Right.
Caught the robber. Yeah.
Which joke would be so funny that you would laugh at it, even if you were breaking into someone's house?
Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah. Let's see some jokes.
Mm-hmm. I sent out a joke in my newsletter yesterday. I'll tell you. I thought it was funny, but you know, I'm a big fan of the dad joke, but you should be nice to people who wear glasses. They paid a lot of money to see you.
That is true. That is true.
I liked it. Maybe it was that one. Probably not.
Probably not. Probably not. But I don't know. I would love to see some guesses.
Me too. All righty. Well, that's what I've got.
All right. Well, this has been our Monday episode. Of course, we'll be back on Tuesday and Wednesday with some other interesting and probably hilarious content. We'll be back Wednesday night with Wednesday night case updates. And Wednesday night after case updates is also the True Crime Cold Read Party. Now, that is a part of our subscription over on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you can bring cold cases to us and we will do a read on them and tell you what we think happened. You know, sign up for our subscription if you would like that. It's easy to do. You just go to the homepage of our YouTube channel, which is, of course, True Crime Squad. And there's a button that says join. You just click on that and then it'll show you what to do.
Yep.
And then, of course, now the Psychic Hour is now a part of our subscription service as well and a part of our Patreon. So you can get that in either of those places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you very much for joining us today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment because it helps us to grow and we really just have a great time with you guys. So we appreciate all of your support.
Most definitely.
And you know what? We are the True Crime Squad. Thanks for being here.
Take care.